We have many friends in dissemination right now, friends.
Friends, you know, in life, we can find ourselves in ascents and descents. Sometimes life takes us to the left and to the right, but there's one path that's always there, and it won't move, and that's where you have your security, and I feel it as the only place where I can really feel safe, whole. And this place is when I meet the friends. When I meet them, when we embrace, and when in one moment we feel that all my concerns go away, that I know right now when I'm with them, that's it. It's like I'm in the warm water and there's no worries. And the concern of the friends, it's not, you know, in corporeal things. It's not just if you have some kind of problem at home or with your car, you've been some kind of complication that you need a hell of advice from a friend. It's true concern. It's care from the heart. That you'll always be ready. That your heart will always be open to feel the abundance, all of the light that we will discover in the connection between us. That certainty from the friends is a backbone that's so strong that the moment that you're willing to be devoted to it, all of reality opens up to you. All of the love, you can feel it in this moment. It's always there. I feel it when I think about the friends, when I see their faces, that I can just go between the groups and know that in every place there's that heart and I can live in it. And there I feel life. L'chaim.
Yo amo a mis amigos.
Я люблю моих товарищей.
Yo amo a mis amigos.
Я люблю моих товарищей.
Они уэв это хаварим шли.
Я люблю моих товарищей.
Yo amo a mis amigos.
Я люблю моих товарищей.
I love my friends.
Они уэв это хаварим шли.
Yo amo a mis amigos.
I love my friends.
I love my friends.
Они уэв это хаварим шли.
I love my friends.
Я люблю моих товарищей.
I love my friends.
Я люблю моих товарищей.
Они уэв это хаварим шли.
Yo amo mis amigos.
Ich liebe meine Freunde.
Yo amo mis amigos.
Yo amo mis amigos.
I love my friends.
Yo amo mis amigos.
Amici, vi amo tantissimo.
Ich liebe meine Freunde.
Ich liebe meine Freunde.
Ich liebe meine Drogas.
Abrázense.
I love my friends.
So, if now we were successful for a minute to open up a little window in the heart, we want to take it into an exercise that we're going to do right now, between us. We will connect into pairs, each one with the person next sitting next to him. Find yourselves in pairs, one opposite the other. And in pairs, we will answer one very simple sentence. Each friend looks at the eyes of the friend sitting opposite him. He feels his heart. He smiles to him from within. And now, when we feel one another, we continue the sentence, I love my friends because. We complete this sentence to one another. I love my friends because.
I love my friends
because I know for certain that they are a part of me, a part of my desires that I have to cling to them because bestowal is in them, love is in them, the true love. In them is the true purpose of the world, and this is to find the true love between us, above all the faces, the qualities that spark in which there is truth, and it only exists in my friends. And I love them because they are doing the work so that I will discover the Creator. And this makes me love them.
I love my friends because they're part of my soul. They're the parts that are missing from me, and anytime I see them, it doesn't have to be physical, because they're always there. They're always there with me. I'm always waiting that I'll open up a little bit. My heart will be open to them so that they will be able to come in. I love my friends because there's none else besides them, because the Creator is behind them, in the connection between us.
I love my friends because I know that these friends are the network that will save the whole world, not only me. The whole world depends on my friends. And I love them because they're heroes. They overcome, they work above reason, above the desire. I love them because they truly give everything they have so that the purpose of the universe, of the world, will be realized and the truth will be revealed to all the people in the world. So I see my friends as great heroes.
An excerpt from Rabash. What to look for in assembly of friends? We'll read an excerpt from Rabash. What to look for in the assembly of friends? Love of friends that is built on the basis of love of others, by which they can achieve the love of the Creator, is the opposite of what is normally considered love of friends. In other words, a love of others does not mean that the friends will love me. Rather, it is I who must love the friends.
Beloved friends, my brothers, this was truly an exceptional experience to be with you during the holidays.
We have a friend from Moscow, from all over the world, from Europa.
Studying together with the whole world Kli on the top of the roof of the Petah Tikva Center. It was amazing.
But not the material Sukkot that we made on the roof, but the spiritual Sukkot made from the heart of the friend.
It is as though there is this amazing wave of light, and we're learning how to catch that wave, ride that wave, and ride it with as many of us as is possible.
When we feel this importance of a goal, importance of a friend, of I don't know what to say, what I feel in this moment, it's like a boom.
And now we're going to go into a virtual congress. And Rav explained it, that we can have one even like every month or every 2 months.
וחברים, מה אני יכול להגיד? אני אוהב אתכם וכבר משתוקק להיות יחד עם כולם.
I love you, and already I yearn to be together with everyone in this congress that is coming.
I hope that we feel that every part of the humanity can be part of the simply with us.
There's nothing stopping us now from just expanding this and expanding this and expanding this and all the light, and we move up and down in these worlds, and the light of the Creator passes to everyone.
It's all about expansion of the Kli, expansion of the hearts.
So, enjoy, and here we go.
קדימה.
From Morning Lesson, Dr. Lightman. You do not realize that you need to use the convention as if to do small conventions everywhere. From this you receive nourishment from me. Here, I activate you. But in any case, you get organized with food, with the place, with all sorts of things. You disseminate to those who want to come to you. You do registration, and so on. In other words, each place becomes an organizer of the convention. I only appear on a screen, but whoever engages in it becomes the landlord, the organizer, the receiver, the host. That's what we want.
For many years, they've been coming from all the edges of the land and the world, beyond all obstacles, in spite of anything that stands in their way. A handful of people, the heroes of the heroes, unique individuals, gather together at one time, in one place. They eat around the same table. They sleep in the same compound. They sit densely together, close, yearning to feel above the bodies. That is a congress in Pnei Baruch. And today, the center of the congress is you.
Hello, friends. Hello, Bnei Baruch. This is our home, Bet Arvut Arava, here in the Arava, in the desert. Here we're going to have the congress, the virtual, first virtual congress. We're so excited. This table, this area, will consist of having all the workshops together, having the holy meals together, and to be connected to the whole world league through the television, through the net. Come follow me. Here is our kitchen. Here we're going to cook all our great meals and share the love with all our friends. So we're going to have at least 18 friends, 8 new friends, and we're so happy to have everybody in our heart together. So, L'chaim Nebaruch.
Okay, dear friends, I'm going to introduce the place. We're going to hold our first virtual international congress for Asia. The place is in China. I think it's the home of Pnei Baruch.
Hello, friends. Dear friends, we are from Jerusalem. We are happy to announce that we are preparing ourselves to the Congress and we are waiting for so many people to come, men and women, and that this is our center and we are going to be here together and to be for all our friends in all over the world, to think about you, to be with you, to include you in our hearts. And thank you, friends, for being for us.
Hey, friends. Hi, everybody. Now, I want to show you the place that we hold for Moscow Congress. Here is our kitchen. And here, there are two more rooms. One of them for translated friends. And this is our workshop area. We will watch the lessons from here. We will be 30 people here. And we prepare for this Congress very, very hard. We are ready. L'chaim Bnei Baruch.
Hello, dearest friends. We are here from the group of Carmiel. We are preparing ourselves for the big Congress that we have now. This is, you see, this is our group. This is when where we make the food. This is the room where the saint woman of us will be. This is the, you can come with me. This is the kitchen. Here we making the food. We're expecting that all of our friends from the north of Israel will come to here and we'll make a great congress. You see here, this is the room where we study, the men will study. We have TV, you see. We have screen, we have everything to prepare ourselves for the big connection that will reveal the Creator between us.
¿Qué tal, amigos? Les voy a mostrar el centro de Guadalajara, el cual será sede de un congreso espejo en este congreso virtual.
Hello, friends. I would like to show you the Guadalajara group. Here we have two areas where our friends will rest. This is another big area where we will watch the lesson, where we will dance, we will eat. There'll be a lot of connection here. And this is our coffee corner. We have some tables where we'll have a buffet, and we have a kitchen where all of the friends will come and have their duties, and we'll cook and so on. We're waiting for you. Don't stay on your own, friends.
Moskva.
Moskva.
Moskva. Moscow.
Говорим любимым товарищам.
огромный трепет достался в этот раз такой формат Москве. Вы знаете, никто не ожидал неожиданно. Раф нам сделал такой подарок нам всем в виде вот.
Раф gave us a great gift for all of us with this new format of the Congress.
Большая, огромная, сильная группа, которая.
In Moscow there is a great, huge group that took upon itself the organization.
На этой неделе сняли центр, потому что вся забота была о том,
on the
чтобы.
On the other hand, we are in complete annulment. We only rented the place a few days ago, so that we will have the possibility to be connected to all of the groups.
Более 90 групп.
A lot of what will happen is going to happen for the first time in this format. With all of the groups taking part in a congress. We're going to have 71 groups taking part of the focus groups with 12 languages, 13 groups from Israel, 20 from the Ukraine, we're going to have a group in South Africa and also 10 from the US, from Georgia, Tbilisi, Minsk. Can you feel what it's like to have 90 groups all at the same time, all connected? It's a huge opportunity to be at the point of connection, and we will receive strength from the entire world Kli. We have a week left, because next week, the week after, we will already be
в команду трапез. У нас где-то 65 групп запланировано, что будут участвовать в трапезах.
Be getting ready. 65 groups are going to have meals at the same time. All of this information, you can find it in our website on Sviva Tova. You can go in there, you can sign up. You know, the team is all there, you have all the links there. It is very important for us, friends, that now we will take little steps, such as registration. Make a clip, those of you who haven't done it yet. We're going to have a huge creative team that will be working during the breaks, so that you will have clips of beginners. The clips you saw will also be broadcast, and also presentation of books. The entire organization is being done with a great light. It turns out that this is my Congress. It's my Congress where I can take care of all the details up to the very last thread, to connect with friends that you can still invite, that there is still time for it. Friends, I love you. I love my friends. This is my Congress. This is our Congress. L'chaim.
ופתאום המולים נעשים מתחים ואחור חבר יקר אהוב, אני מדבר אליך.
Dear friends, I'm speaking to you. I would like you to hear how you can connect to all of this good. Let's watch the first clip.
I am truly excited. I'm radiating from within. It's amazing how much the friend, each friend, each one, enters Viva Tova in all the different languages. He presses the link for the website. He comes to the website and he discovers this huge map with all the points of all of the centers, 90 centers all over the world. And he just signs up. That friend that we don't yet know he's there. He can now go in and register. And what's even greater is that there are also groups that we don't know about yet who haven't signed up. They too can sign up. There is a special form in the website that is meant exactly for that. So come in, because the friends next to your centers are opening for you to open up this point, so that there will be another map. Point on the map, another clip about that center. Just do it. Now I want to move on to the second gift the friends have prepared. The second gift, a clip, please.
¶¶
זה ההזדמנות. זה ההזדמנות של כל אחד ואחד, עכשיו, אחרי ישיבות...
This is the opportunity. This is the opportunity for each and every one after the gathering of friends to enter the website and find the place where his heart connects most and lets the reforming light work and be part of the convention. And then he sent me this link to register, and I registered to the group. As a wonder, the reforming light worked, and I've already found myself in another group. I joined the group and I found myself working and contributing to the group, and like Dima said before, this is really my convention. Let's watch a clip of Rav.
Each 10 should feel that it is a small part of a great international group, a worldwide group. But in truth, they try to make that connection within themselves, so that they will gradually have a virtual integration with the others. This is something that we have to build by cultural events, by songs, by the preparations for the lesson, by all kinds of such things. You can't run away from it. This is our development.
הולך להיות רגע מאוד מיוחד. ננדור.
Friends, I don't know what state you're in right now, but prepare yourselves. It's going to be a very special moment. Nando from Hungary.
Good evening, friends. Based on what we heard from Rav and from the other friends, now we have a huge opportunity to make the most physical program of the fans in our history. Even if the connection will be virtual between the fans of the book, this is a huge opportunity, not just for the world group, but for each of the fans. I really would like to ask all of you to participate in Congress physically. Join in the physical space with you and organize fans for all fans. All of the active friends of the group, all of the not-so-active friends, newcomers, beginners, everybody, to go to the center of the fans. Please sign to the Congress site and come to the Congress and we change the world together. If we do that together, we will post real event in our virtual world. And finally, we transform the virtuality to spiritual. So friends, sign to the Congress. I would like to ask all groups to organize places for the fans and be there with you. Please. And then the Creator will be with you. Thank you, Lehi.
חיים. ועכשיו חברים, בואו נפתח את הלב וניתן
ל... Now friends, let's open the heart and let Ildar from the virtual group of Volga open hearts for us.
Hello friends. I'm very happy to say a few words. I'm one of these friends who love to talk in Yeshivat Chaverim. And for many years in the virtual group, I was imagining that I thought what it is like to study the wisdom of Kabbalah virtually. But over the last month, my understanding has changed. And it seems to me that what we're doing now, especially in recent lessons, it seems to me that virtually it means that there is no distance. And it seems to me that this Congress is a Congress without distance. And you know, sometimes it happens to each one of us that I sit by myself in my favorite armchair, I shut the light, And I think that all of the previous years that I was in Kabbalah, that I was studying, all of these years were only for this day, right now, so that I will understand what I need to understand, what I understood today. And today is such a day. It seems to me that we're opening up a new book. Together, we're opening up a new book. And we're beginning to write a new story. L'chaim, my precious.
Only by strengthening the connection we attain closeness to the Creator. Only by that. It's from that we operate the kelim of our vessels of bestowal. We have no other way to attain the vessels of bestowal other than by being in the inclination to connection with other groups. And in spirituality especially, because in spirituality it's not considered a 10 as a 10, it's considered a unit. And between those units, you have such a connection that you'll see what it will be. You'll see how something's expanding. The kli, the vessel, is expanding, and I feel. And from that feeling, I understand. The understanding comes after the feeling. And I understand more. And that's the way it needs to be.
Shabbat. השמיים ייפתחו. הנה מתור מנעים שבת אחים גם יחד, הנה מתור מנעים שבת אחים גם יחד, הנה שבת אחים גם יחד, הנה מתו שבת אחים גם יחד, הנה מתו ומנעים שבת אחים גם יחד, הנה מתו ומנעים שבת אחים גם יחד, הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד, הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד.
שנממש את דברי רב.
For us to realize Rav's words, we, all the friends, all the groups, will connect tomorrow for preparation for the morning lesson, for the broadcast at 2:35. We'll make sure everything is connected so that we can enter the lesson as one man in one heart. L'chaim Nebaruch.